If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
From the Illinois Restaurant Association, it's the president, Sam Toya. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, let's talk about what's happening with the restaurant owner's latest demand. Now, here in Illinois now, we have an additional 1,143 COVID cases. That's the lowest daily count in 7 months. We're continuing to see a decline in the positivity rate. It's well under 3% and has been for a while. And the daily caseload of new infections, the lowest since July. So is this why the restaurant folks are saying, give us more capacity now?
Yes. Like you said, we're under a 3% positivity rate, the lowest it's been. We think we're doing everything right here. It would be great to see us going to 50%. I'm hearing that's a good possibility. And we would like to see, liquor sales, moved up to, letting places close at 1 a.m. instead of closing. We would like 2 a.m., but we'll take 1 a.m. instead of closing at 11 p.m.
Who makes the decision ultimately, Sam?
Right now, that decision staying open to 1 a.m. and going to 50% would be up to the mayor and her team, Dr. Awadi and the mayor. And we've had some conversations with them, and it's looking better, like you said, because the positivity rate is under 3%. It's around 2.8%. And we know how to do this right. Social distancing, wearing our masks, clean and sanitize a restaurant. We know how to do this right. We've been communicating with the mayor and her team. I'm feeling good that we should, we should be getting the 50% and we should be able to stay open to 1 a.m. So we're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel.
Now, when we heard about the capacity increasing a little bit a couple of weeks ago, it was reported that in 2 weeks, the folks in charge would look at these numbers again. So that would be today. Are you expecting any news today on this?
I fingers crossed, Bob. Fingers crossed. I'm thinking that we might be hearing something. That's what I was told as well. 2 weeks. 2 weeks is today. The mayor is a woman of her word, so I do believe we'll be hearing something today about moving up to 50% possibly and staying open till 1 a.m.
Are other Midwest cities at 50% now? I think I read somewhere that St. Louis and Milwaukee and Indianapolis are, right?
Yes, they are. I'm not sure they are in Michigan yet, but yes, most of the states around us are. I know I was communicating with my counterpart in Michigan, and I don't think they were quite at 50% as a few days ago. So again, we've been doing it right here in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, social distancing, wearing our masks, making sure our restaurants are clean and sanitized, PPE in place.
Moving forward, Sam, do you think down the line there might be a situation where you're asked to show proof that you had the vaccine and that will somehow make a difference in terms of how many people can get into a restaurant or a bar?
That's a possibility, Bob. We've put that on the table. We're always communicating with the governor and his team and the mayor and her team, so that has been put on the table. We really feel that restaurant workers should be bumped ahead and be put in 1B, not the 1C to get vaccinized, to get their vaccine. Restaurants are the largest private sector employer in the state, and our workers are a vital and essential part of the way that Illinois residents and visitors are fed. So we feel that we should have our team members in 1B instead of 1C. We see that there are more vaccines coming on the market, and we feel our workers are essential workers, so we think they should be moved up.
Anything new on getting help from the government or grants for restaurants and the owners and the workers?
Yes, it looks very good that they just passed in the Senate. Looks like they're going to pass that stimulus bill and send it to President Biden. In the stimulus bill, the CARES Act, we're going to have $25 billion restaurant acts for grants for independent restaurants. You have to have 20 or less restaurants to apply for the grants, but that's going to be very, very good for restaurants here in the city of Chicago, our 77 neighborhood, for independent restaurants to apply for this restaurant act that we've been working on for the last year.
Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. All right, Sam, keep on banging, and hopefully we'll stay healthy, and we'll be able to also get back into those places where not only do we enjoy the food and drink, but we enjoy the social contact. Very important to all of us, isn't it?
It is. It is very, very important. Like I always say, restaurants are the soul of all our neighborhoods here in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois.
And we got some great ones here. Keep us posted, Sam. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.